Hello guys, welcome to another episode on Yinka's Meals. Yay! How you guys been? Hope you guys have been staying safe. You know, very, very important. Like, I know that at some point it's going to start sounding like a cliche. You know, it's going to start sounding like something that we've heard over and over and over again. But something that we can actually take for granted. The fact that we need to stay safe, wash our hands, and do all the appropriate things where we pray and hope that, you know, the siege of coronavirus will pass us. So, yeah. How have you guys been? I've been okay. I'm still working from home. Things have been cool with me too. So, yeah, it's been raining like crazy. Like, I remember seeing somewhere on Facebook last week, and the person was saying that, is there a rainmaker that they can go and beg here in Lagos, because it's been raining like every day, and the rains are not just small rains, they are like very, very heavy. Yeah, so it's been raining, a lot of places are flooded right now, and the roads are bad, so that's not helping. And for those that have been going out, it's actually increasing, causing traffic, so it's been crazy. But anyway, we thank God. How have you guys been? I hope you guys are staying safe. So last week an episode didn't come up, but the last episode that actually went up both on Anchor, Spotify, Google, and every other place you can listen to podcasts, including YouTube, because right now I've been posting my podcast on YouTube, you know. Yeah, I talked about the fact that we're all on a different journey, and it's very, very important that we don't compare our journey with other people, you know. I talked about that. So if you are yet to listen to that episode, do check it out. In case you want to like see me talking about it, like all the passion and everything coming out, check me out on YouTube and just enjoy me talking about it from there. Okay, so today, yeah. Okay, so before I delve right what I'm talking about today, I want to quickly mention that, you know, this week my podcast surpassed 2,000 plays. Yay! That's awesome news, guys. Which means that my podcast has been played over 2,000 times. I'm super, super, super grateful. I genuinely do not take it for granted. There are days that I upload my podcast and that particular episode might be very, very slow. It'd be like one play, two plays, you know. And there are days that I will just upload a particular episode and the number of plays would be so high. Like, a lot of people actually vibe what I'm talking about. So I genuinely do not take it for granted. Like, every play counts, every listener, you know, counts, every feedback I get counts, everything counts. So I'm really, really grateful for everyone who has come on this journey with me. Thank you, guys. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. So today, I want to talk about something I experienced last month and was like an eye-opener for me. Okay, so during the course of this lockdown, I had the opportunity to work with a company on the side. And so I had to create content for them. I managed their social media pages. I created content, everything digital marketing. I did it for them. And in the course of me working with them, one of the things that I found out was that, you know, I've actually stopped working with them now, but one of the things that actually made me stop working was that one of the things that got me to the point where I said I want to stop working for these people was because, you know, I found out that, you know, sometimes when I just get feedback, you know, like, you just be like, ah, Yinka, this work was so terrible. No, like, let me get my words right. They'll say something like, it's so difficult to work with you. Yes, that's where I'm actually going to, because I've actually said this particular word to someone before, and for me to have someone say it back to me, it was like an eye-opener. Because this statement like, oh, Yinka, is very, very difficult to work with you, and with other things that was actually said, was an eye-opener for me. Because at the end of the day, at the long run, when I looked at it, I found out that it was a communication issue. You know, we're not communicating right. We're not getting, you know, the messages right. So maybe one of the bosses will tell me something. The second boss, you know, has not yet heard about it. So by the time I'm reporting back or giving a particular information, because the other person is not in the loop about it, there's always like a lot of back and forth. And because I'm the junior staff now, I get blamed for everything. And it was like an eye-opener for me, because I just felt like I'm good at my job. I'm diligent at what I do. If you have ever worked with me, like I strive to always go the 110. So when I was getting those feedbacks, and I knew that it was because of the fact that the communication from the people who were meant to be communicating with each other was not on par, and because I was the junior staff, I was getting blamed for all of it. It made me cast my mind back, and it made me become reflective. One of the first questions I asked myself was, what kind of boss do I want to be when I start my business? When I have a business, or when I have people working under me, what kind of boss do I want to be? And one of the things that happened to me was that I was able to answer that question. I don't want to be the kind of boss that yells or degrades the people I work with. I as much as I want to work in an environment that is challenging, you know, that pushes me to my core and helps me to discover new things about me, I don't want that kind of environment, you know, to be an environment that is abusive. And I've heard a lot of people say that, okay, their working environment is abusive, is this, is that. And I feel that this kind of working environment would not bring out the best in people. The first, my first working experience that I ever got, the first job I got, you know, right after school, was also quite toxic. You know, like, my boss practically even threatened us that, you know, because of the economic state in Nigeria, the employment state in Nigeria, you know, a lot of bosses do a couple of things, and sometimes they get away with it, you know, because sometimes they don't pay you as when they're meant to pay you. Sometimes they sell a whole lot of things, and the opportunity I had working with these people was very, very reflective for me, because it made me answer the kind of question, what kind of boss do I want to be? And I don't want to be the kind of boss that that degrades people now. And for me, because that particular word that was said to me was something that I've actually said to someone before, it made me reflective, like made me decide that, okay, when I see this person, I want to apologize to this person physically and say, okay, I'm sorry. I know that we've worked together in the past, and I know that it was quite difficult to work with you because of probably you had some constraints that I was not in the know, and because of that, you know, I took that up and I judged you about it. I know that what I've said might have also affected you one way or the other, and I want to apologize for that. And I feel that that's the way life is. If we have not been in a particular situation, if we have not faced something ourselves personally, we might not know how well we'll be able to deal with it. But because me personally, like I said earlier, that particular word is something I've said to a colleague before, that we had to work together, we had a deadline, and for one reason or the other, this person was slacking, you know, in the delivering of their duties, and I myself, I wasn't understanding of this person. So probably due to work frustrations, it got to a point where I had to look at the person and I said, it's quite difficult to work with you. So, and at that time, when I said it, of course, when I just said it, I didn't know how that person felt. I didn't care how that person felt. I felt I was just being frank. So now when the tables now turned, and I saw that the fact that this particular word was being said to me was because of the fact that there was a lot of miscommunication going on between the two bosses. And because I was a junior staff, you know, I was getting the buckload of it. I felt really hurt. I felt really pained. I came to the understanding that words like this are things that could actually, you know, affect your self-esteem as a person. And I came to understand that as much as a workplace is meant to be an environment where it should challenge you, where it should push you, where it should bring out, you know, things that you didn't even know, like talent that you didn't even know that you had, you know, when it pushes you, I feel that the workplace shouldn't also be an abusive place. Your boss shouldn't be abusive of your efforts, of the things that you actually bring to the table, irrespective of, as long as you're not lazy, you know, in your duties and your responsibilities, your boss shouldn't be abusive, basically, you know, of whatever you're doing. I believe that the workplace should foster an environment where growth can actually occur, or where growth can actually happen without it being abusive. Anyway, I hope you guys have enjoyed this podcast. If you have ever, you know, faced this kind of scenario that I've talked about, you know, like I said earlier, the fact that I actually witnessed it, the fact that it actually happened to me, it made me question the fact that I know the kind of boss I don't want to be. I know the kind of person I don't want to be. Just like I would say that I know the kind of wife I don't want to be. I know the kind of husband I don't want to be married to. You know, I feel that this particular situation has actually helped me to focus on the kind of boss I don't want to be. I don't want to be the boss that is abusive. I don't want to be the kind of boss that demeans, you know, the people that work with me, the people that bring their value to the table, the people who are diligent. I don't want to look at them and look down on their effort and say they are not doing enough and say different things that can actually weaken their self-esteem, you know, bring down their morale. I don't want to be that kind of boss. And for me, this experience has actually been an eye opener for me. I really hope to hear from you guys. I would like to hear from you. What are your thoughts about it? You know, what do you think that I can actually, maybe there are other lessons you feel that I could have actually learned that maybe I've missed and you'd like to point them out to me. I'd really love to hear from you guys. I hope you guys keep staying safe. You know, see you guys next week. Bye. Cheers.